I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is one of those TV shows that, right, Sam, everyone's talking about at the moment because it's just providing some great entertainment.
It's a good show this year.
It's a great insight into celebrities' lives as well.
It is, and we like to see what's going on. And I think in light of recent reality TV shows, it's really stepped up. Yeah. And I think I don't think it's missed a beat not being in South Africa.
Yeah,
I like the fact that they're doing these crazy Aussie things here, and they're putting them through their paces.
Oh yeah,
it actually feels like it's stepped up a notch, and feels like some of those things you wouldn't want to do. Joining us right now, she's no longer in the jungle. She got the bit of an issue with the box, but her name is Paulini. She's with us right now, Paulini.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Paulini, before we start, you are one of the sweetest people in the world, so I just want to run through a couple of topics and you decide whether we can ask you about them or not, just quickly.
All right.
Past relationships, can we talk to you about that?
Yeah, sweet.
Okay, cool. What about illegal license holding? Can we talk to you about
that? Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk to you about gold dresses at all?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, geez, are you open book this morning? What about being the next Bachelorette?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So we're open book, guys. We've been given permission to ask all those things.
Green light.
Well, I can't wait to get into this then. What do you got, Jade?
Well, Paulini, I did wonder, I know that you had a couple of D&Ms sort of when you're in the bush. I say bush because it's not jungle anymore.
It's
we're
the
in
bush.
Australia.
Yeah.
We call it the bush.
I totally get it. Yeah, yeah.
And I do wonder how well they actually camouflage all the cameras there. Do you get to the point where you kind of forget they're there? How often do you let your guard down?
You know what? The first 2 days, I was like, oh, geez, where are the cameras? And, you know, you kind of know that they're there, but it's well hidden. Like, you can't see any of the cameras at all. But by the fourth day, I was like, totally forgot they were there. I didn't even, you know, I was like, I was just chilling. And we all kind of just let our guard down, I guess, you know. You just totally forget, yeah.
You sure did. And we actually got a different side of you, Paulina, that I've ever seen before. And we've spoken to you a number of occasions here on the show. But one of the things that really stood out for me was the fact that you actually, I suppose, opened up and said that you were a shy person. And I guess we never think that way. We never think about our celebrities and our stars as being shy or possibly introverted. Has that been a real challenge for you?
It has. So, like, when I did Idol, like, you couldn't even get a word out of me when I do, you know, interviews and stuff like that. Mm. So it was really hard for me. Like, I really had to force myself to, you know, just come out of my shell a little bit more. I'm quite reserved. You know, I'm not one of those people that's loud and a big personality. Like, I get to gigs, I do my thing and I leave. You know, that's kind of how I like it. So this was a bit of a challenge for me, you know, to go into the bush and actually force myself to put myself out there and talk about things and
it's
really
very brave.
Let Australia see me for who I really am. Because I feel like in the past few years, people have always been like, oh, what's her personality, you know? That was pretty much me, yeah.
So I went and saw you in The Bodyguard, and you were incredible.
Yes,
like
the
performance
you.
Was insane. I mean, not that I have any standing in critiquing, but I enjoyed it. But it scared the crap out of me the start of it. I won't give away too much. This is what I wanted to talk to you about, and you gave me permission to talk about a couple of things. But the illegal license thing has always got me interested about you because, I mean, you have a similar personality to my wife in that you're a sweetheart, but there's just a little bit of devil in there. and I just wanted to know, like, that moment where you thought, I'm going to contact someone from the underground to get me a fake license. How do you go from sweet, beautiful Paulini to look to your right on
underworld
your
underworld mobster
to go to that next level? Because I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and good on you for trying it. I'll have to get your contact soon. But how did you, that moment where you actually decided to, I'm going to get an illegal license, is just excellent. Tell me how it happened.
Look, I was desperate at the time, and I had a car and I really wanted to drive, you know, and I couldn't because I was on my L's. I always had to have a full licensed driver, you know, in the passenger seat. So I just, like, my mum wasn't always kind of, you know, available to kind of take me everywhere. So I had to, my nephew came home one time and they were, you know, with friends, and he pretty much said, "Hey, Auntie, I got this, you know, we've been getting these licenses from this RMS worker. Do you want one?" And I was like, you know, that at that moment, I wasn't quite thinking straight. And usually I'd like take my time and be like, okay, you know, what's the best thing here? But I was straight away like the devil came out of me. And I was like, yes, okay, get me, like, I want her number right now. I'm going to get it. Oh. And that's pretty much how it happened.
So do you talk to that nephew anymore?
You know what? I was having a conversation. Yeah. Like, we had had a few wines one night, and he came, like, it was so weird because he, you know, he was quite emotional, and he said, "Auntie, I'm so sorry that, you know, I even brought up that idea." And I was like, "It's okay. It was my fault. I did the wrong thing at the end of the day. You know, I shouldn't have called the RMS worker and you know, asked for a license. But it is what it is. I've learned from it, and, you know, you keep moving forward."
And you've just dubbed him in too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, well, you know what? You're exactly right. And there are far worse things, and we've all had a crack at doing something bit like that at our lives, you know what? And some people be able to glorify the story, and some people get caught and whatever. So, you know what? Yeah. It's all part of character building type stuff.
That's right. It is.
The question I have for you, though, Pauline, is that in the jungle, we've seen a few people topple and fall. There's some really interesting dynamics in there and some really interesting personalities. Who's the surprise packet for you, and who do you reckon is going to take it out?
I think for me it was like Jess. I feel like Jess
She's from the Sunny Coast too.
Yeah, I didn't really know her that well, and I'd seen her a few times on TV, you know, and she's always come across really nice, but actually being in the jungle with her and you know, we had a lot of time to talk, and she's an amazing chick and just the funniest, most down-to-earth chick. Like, she's like, you know, my mates in Bankstown where I grew up.
Right.
Like, we just...
The ones that give you fake licenses.
Oh, come on, mate.
Let it go, Dave. Let it go.
Dave can't let it go. Loves it. He loves that story.
It's so good.
I really love her.
She's awesome.
She really is a cool chick, and what you see is exactly what you get with her.
So nice. Yeah, she is hard not to love. Hey, Pauline, it's been so good to get to know you more, like Sam said,
Thank you.
But what's next for you? I mean, it's so exciting watching your career. What's on the horizon for you?
I've got a few gigs happening in Adelaide in the next kind of few weeks.
Sorry about that.
Adelaide Fringe. I don't like Adelaide Fringe. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. I'm going to be doing a few shows there with some other artists, like Tumamatic and a few other guys. And I'm going to be in another stage show very soon. It's going to be, you know, announced publicly soon. So
is that one kind of
unstarted? I'm excited.
Is that one called The Bachelorette?
If you look at Bodyguard, you're
going to
love this.
Oh, okay. Well, this has got me thinking.
Okay, yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, you're not in Shrek. I know that much. That's at QPAC right now.
What do you mean?
I put my mouth open and
just quickly before you go, rumors that you're on the next Bachelorette. What's your ideal guy if you do go on it?
My ideal guy. Look, he just has to, I don't ask for much. He just has to have a job and be a nice guy.
Hi, Pauline.
I'm a simple girl who just needs a nice guy who has a job
and a license.
Yeah.
Let you go. You know what? Yeah, have a license because you're going to be driving me everywhere. Yes.
You're awesome. Thanks for your time. You've been so nice and generous this morning. We really loved you in The Bodyguard. You're an absolute legend. And thanks for entertaining us and letting us into your life on I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks, guys.